Hello, this is Freddie T. Wyatt, and you are listening to the Real Life Church Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pastor Freddie T, and it's been a while since we recorded a podcast other than our Sunday sermon, so I'm excited to come to you. I'm in the car. I'm driving up I-24 toward Goodlettsville today. A dear friend of mine passed away, and I'm just reminded of the frailty of life. James says life is a vapor, and we're not promised tomorrow. And so I'm just reminded to love people well and tell them that and hold those that I love close. And as I go and say my see you laters to this godly woman, it was a great encouragement to me over the years. We're not floating away. The rain, it is raining on the interstate today, but school was in session today. Though every other county around Montgomery County was not. But, I was okay that school was in session today. I'm grateful for all of our teachers and administrative folks and faculty that serve our students and our families by educating our children and partnering with us as we educate our children. So props to teachers today. I just got back from Austria. Oh, my goodness, you guys. I'd never been to Europe before. And I knew at some point in time in this church planting journey of planting Real Life Sango that I needed to take a breather. I needed to take a little getaway. I needed to just kind of pause and reflect and thank God for all that He has done and all that He is doing and rest. And rest is a gift from God. And I heard someone once say, if you don't take a Sabbath, a Sabbath will take you, and that's so true. So I got away with Tom Spigner and four other guys, one who I knew previously and the other three that were new friends. Those four guys were going to ski. Tom was going to hunt relatives. The Spigners were out in that area and from that area. And I was just going to replenish and study and continue to study through the book of 1 John. And I'm reading a George Whitfield biography that is absolutely amazing. So anyways, I just got back into town a couple of days ago. I'm so looking forward to this Sunday at Real Life Sango. I hope you'll be there. And more than hoping that you'll be there, I hope that you'll be there with a friend. I hope that you'll invite somebody to come with you. Now, maybe you're listening to the podcast today and you've actually never been to Real Life Sango on a Sunday morning, or maybe you've just been once or twice, and I just want to encourage you, life will never be what God wants it to be for you apart from locking into a local church family. And the reality is you've got something to give, and God has something to give you through His people, the church. And so maybe you've been tempted to give up on the church sometime in the past, and we just want to encourage you that Real Life Sango is a safe place for a fresh start. It's a safe place to heal from old wounds, but it's also a great place for a sharp leader who wants to make a significant kingdom impact. And so if you fit into any of those journeys, Real Life Sango is for you. I hope you'll join us this Sunday morning. I'm so excited to be continuing through the book of 1 John. But I did get on this podcast today that I wanted to tell you about something that we did to prepare for Real Life Sango that I hope we, everyone who's now attending Real Life Sango, will actually do again. And so in the beginning stages of preparing to launch Real Life Sango, to launch Sunday morning services, we had a core team of about 60 adults. Maybe 70 adults, and And we met for months, just sowing a missional DNA into the minds and hearts of the people and helping them to understand what does it mean to be a church on mission that's relationally based and not overly program driven with a consumeristic culture. And so we spent months talking about that and getting our minds geared for that. But one of the things that we did while we were in that preparation stage is I had every member of the core team write out an exhaustive list of people that they were either unsure of their relationship with God, friends of theirs, local friends, people that they knew, that they were unsure about those individuals' relationships with God, or they knew that they weren't in church anywhere. They knew they didn't have a church home. They knew maybe they were just bouncing around, or they were floating, or they weren't attending anywhere. They did not have a church home that they were committed to and that they were enjoying the commitment to them in. So we asked them to make an exhaustive list of everyone locally that they knew that they were either unsure of their relationship with God or they weren't in church anywhere. And I got to tell you, this group of 60 to 70 adults over several weeks made a list of 1,400 people. 1,400 people. And so I shared with that group, that's 1,400 reasons why we're planting Real Life Sango, is that God has entrusted 1,400 relationships to us of friends that we know that desperately need a vibrant relationship with Jesus, and they need a relationship with God's people, the church. They need a faith family. And so I want to ask you today to do that same very thing. And so in a couple of weeks at Real Life Sango, I'm going to ask everybody in our Sunday services to make an exhaustive list. So for you, that might be 10 people. That might be 110 people. I don't know your sphere of influence. I don't know the people that you know. I don't know if you live in a Christian bubble or if the majority of your friends don't know the Lord in a personal way or not in church. But either way, we want to invite you to begin to make a comprehensive list of everyone you know. You may be asking, why? Why are we going to make this comprehensive list? Well, first is because we want to pray for these people. We want to pray and ask God to do amazing things in their life, to make himself known to them in a personal way, to give you an opportunity to invite them to church or to introduce them to Jesus. And so we want to first pray and bring this list of people before God to say, God, we love these people. You love these people. We want these people to know you and to experience the joy of knowing you. We want these people to be in a relationship with your people, a local church family. And Lord, would you move in their life in such a way that they see their need for Jesus, they come to know him in a personal way. And so that's the first thing, is we begin to pray for those people. And then we stand back and watch God at work. We stand back and we watch God move. One of our values at Real Life Sango is margin for mission. And one of the things that we just recognize is that people are exhausted these days. People are just trying to come up for air on a Friday afternoon. And so we don't over-program church life so that you actually have the time and the energy and the resources to invest in people's lives that are far from God. And so it's our prayer that not only will you begin to pray for your list, but that you'll begin to be able to identify three people on your list that you can begin to invest in their life in an intentional way. And we'll talk more about that later. But I just wanted to introduce this idea to you today on the podcast of beginning to make an exhaustive list. Punch it in your phone, write it in your journal, wherever you're going to be able to keep a list going, and ask God to show you the people in your life. It may be that you're able to quickly jot down three or four people today, or maybe you jot down 13 or 14 people today that you know that aren't in church. But as you go through your next few weeks, I believe if you're open to the Lord is going to grow your list. He's going to show you the people in your life that need him. And you can add their names to the list and just begin to pray for them. Listen, at Real Life Sango, we're all about people finding real life in Jesus. And so we want to make it personal, and we want you to know, who are these people in your life that you're praying for, that we're watching with expectation and anticipation in seeing God move in their life. I got to tell you, just a couple of Sundays ago, a friend of mine who was on another person's list, he came to Real Life Sango for the very first Sunday, and he's been coming ever since. It's just an answer to prayer, and it's awesome. It fuels our faith. It brings us great joy when we see God answer our prayers in those ways. So that's it for today. Begin to make your list. Do it today. Even if it's just two people, go ahead and start making your exhaustive list. If you're listening to this and you are part of our core team, pull out your list and see who of those people have begun to attend Real Life Sango or have found Jesus in this journey. And rejoice and see who else needs to be added to your list. Dear friends, pray for these people today. Get on your knees, bow your hearts, enter into the presence of God by faith. Bring these people before the Lord and watch what God will do. I love you guys. I'll see you Sunday. Keep it real. Keep it Jesus.